Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there this morning. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word. I'm on Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be rebroadcast throughout the week at different times for different time zones. We did chapter 25 yesterday in Genesis, and I'm going to get into 26 this morning. And this has got a little bit of humor. I'll explain it as I get into it. Chapter 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And walked Yitzhak to Abimelech, king of the Pelishtim, that's the Philistines, at Gerara. All right, let's go to Abimelech. Chapter 20, Abraham had dealings with this same guy. And the name is sort of deceptive because they've changed the spelling, and they listed in some of the dictionaries as my father, Abi, is king, Melech. Well, they've got the wrong translation. It's Abimelech. My father is Molech, the horrible god of the Philistines that they used to sacrifice children to. So that's why Abraham did not trust these people, because they worshiped Molech. Well, here's Isaac walking, and the same king is still alive. Abraham has passed away. But Yitzhak comes to Abimelech, king of the Pelishtim. Verse 2, and appeared to him Yahweh, saying, do not go down to Mitzrayim, that's Mitzrayim, Egypt, dwell in the land that I say to you. Verse 3, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your seed line I give all these lands, and will raise up the oath that I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make to multiply your seed line as the stars of the sky, and will give to your seed line all these lands, and will bless by your seed lines all nations of the land. And he's speaking of all the Israel nations that would be in this land. Because that listened Abraham to my voice and kept my charge, commandments, statutes, and laws. Verse 6, and dwelt Yitzchak, that's Isaac, in Gerar. Verse 7, asked the men of the place of his wife. And he said, my sister is she, because he feared to say, she is my wife, lest kill him the men of the place over Rebekah, for fair of appearance was she. Now, her name means fettering by the beauty. Same Abimelech, Same excuse. The son is saying, oh, she's my sister, just like Daddy Abraham did. Same deal, different day. Verse 8. And it was when a long time was he there in days, looked Abimelech, the king of the Philistine, out a window and saw, and behold, Yitzchak, Isaac, was fondling, 67:11, that means conjugal caresses, we won't go any further there, was fondling Rebecca, his wife. He was in a garden with Rebecca. He told the king and she's his sister. He's out there fondling on her. And called Abimelech for Yitzchak and said, surely, behold, your wife is she. Why did you say, my sister is she? Just like his daddy did. And said to him, Yitzchak, because I said, lest I die over her. And said Abimelech, what is this you have done? Might have lain one of the people with your wife and brought upon us guilt. Because remember all the punishments that Yahweh laid on this poor guy. For, you know, Abraham says, oh, she's my sister. Well, he brought his wife into his household. And, oops, she was his wife. Well, the same thing happens with Isaac. And Abimelech is just in consternation. He's, oh, no, not again. Verse 11, commanded Abimelech all the people, saying, he that touches this man and his wife shall surely die. In other words, leave these people alone or we'll have plagues and all our women will be barren. We won't have any. Because he remembers what Yahweh did to him the last time. And verse 12. Then sowed Yitzchak in that land and secured in that year 100 measures and blessed him Yahweh. He really had a bumper crop, just whatever he was sowing. Probably wheat. Verse 13, grew great the man, speaking of Isaac, and progressed and grew until he was very great. And 14, and was his possession of sheep and possession of oxen and many servants, and envied him the Philistine. He was really, really being successful there because Yahweh was blessing him. And all the wells that had dug the servants of his father in the days of Abraham, his father, had stopped up, 5640, the Philistine and filled with loose earth. 6083, or dust. They were jealous. They were angry that he was doing so well. Said Abimelech to Yitzchak, go from us, for you are mightier than us greatly. The people were pressuring the king. This God, this Hebrew is really, you know, just overrunning us. He's got all these cattle and sheep and stuff. Get him out of here. Verse 17. Walk from there, Yitzchak, and pitched his tent in the Wadi, that means the river valley, of Gerar, and dwelled there. verse 18, returned its cock and dug the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and had stopped up the Plishtim after the death of Abraham, and called them the names after the names that called them his father. Verse 19. And dug the servants of Yitzchak in the wadi and found there a well of living water. Really good, you know, good running spring, in other words. The spring was alive and just really prolific. Verse 20. And strove, 7378, the herdsman of Gerar with the herdsman of Yitzchak, saying, ours is the water. And he called the name of the well Esek, 6230, for they contended 6229 with him. Well of contention. And Esek is 6230, and contended is Hithaseku, same root for 6229. They dug another well and strove over it also, and he called the name Sitna. That's 7856. Okay. That means well of striving, well of strife. Verse 22, left he from there, that's left as 6275, left he from there and dug another well, and they did not strive for it. And called he the name Rehoboth, that's 7344, and said he, because now has made room, 7337, Hirekib, they're tied together, same root, made room, because now has made room Yahweh for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Verse 23, He went up from there to Be'er Sheba. That's the well of the oath that his father had dug. And he made that covenant back then. Verse 24. Appeared to him Yahweh the same night and said, I am Elohe, that means the God of, your father Abraham. Do not fear, for with you am I, and will bless you, and will multiply, 7235, your seed line for the sake of Abraham, my servant, because of the covenant that Yahweh had made with Abraham. Verse 25, he built there an altar and called on the name of Yahweh, another instance, long before Moshe, of the Hebrews calling on the name of Yahweh, their Elohim. They knew his name. And pitched there his tent and dug there the servants of Yitzchak, a well, 875. And Abimelech came to him from Gerar, and Akuzath, 276, his friend, And Pycall, 6369, the captain of his army. Verse 27, and said to them, Yitzchak, why come you to me as you hate me? 8130. Shenathem, and have sent me away from you. And they said, we saw certainly that 7,200 doubled, that is Yahweh with you. And said we, see, they knew the name. They worshiped Moloch, but they knew the name of the God of the Hebrews. And said we, let there be now an oath, 423, between us and between you, and let us make a covenant with you. Verse 29, if you will not do us harm, 7451, as we have not touched you, and that we have done to you nothing except good, and have sent you away in peace, you now are blessed of Yahweh. Verse 30, he made for them a feast, 4960, and they ate and drank. They had a party and made a covenant. 31. And they rose early in the morning and swore, 7650, as one man to his brother, there was their covenant, and sent them away, Yitzchak, and they walked from him in peace. 32, and it was that same day that came the servants of Yitzchak and told him about the well that they had dug, saying to him, we have found water. And he called it Shibaah, 7656. And upon this, the name of the city is Be'er Sheba unto this day. That means well of the oath. They repeat a lot of stuff in the Hebrew. That was their style of writing. And was Esau 40 years of age when he took to wife Yahudith, 3067, daughter of Be'eri, 882, the Chiti, it's a Hittite, and Bashmath, 1315, daughter of Elon, the Chiti, the Hittite. Verse 35, this is a key verse, which were a bitterness, 4786, of spirit, 7307, to Yitzchak and Rebecca. They didn't like that at all. All through Scripture, Yahweh said, I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. Esau despised his birthright and sold it. And this was all engineered by Yahweh because Yahweh had chosen Jacob. Because Jacob would become, when his name was changed, Israel, our forefather. And this, Yahweh had a specific seed line in mind and was not going to let anything interfere with that. He had a grand plan and has a grand plan that is coming to fruition, even though things look really ugly right about now. He's going to let them run their course and has given them enough rope to hang them. Trust in Yahweh. Believe me, brothers and sisters, he's got this. He's got a plan for us, and all he is doing is giving us enough time so we can repent and come back to his true worship. He sent us a Redeemer to blot out all our former sins, and now it's up to us to form a one-on-one relationship with him and call on his name and be obedient to the commands that he has given us in Scripture, and we're going to be all right. But a lot of us are not doing it. A lot of us are not going to do it. There's only going to be a remnant of our people. That means a small part of the whole. I've made my choice, pretty obviously. If you are listening with interest to this program, pretty much I think that you've made your choice too. But there are people that are first-time listeners that have not made a choice. And I urge them, please, brothers and sisters, please, I care about you. You need to get out from these Judeo-Christian churches and quit listening to their lies where they're deceiving you. And come back to the pure worship of Yahweh and Yahshua and call on their name. I need to make a correction here. I'm looking at verse 33. Be'er Sheba means well of the seven. Referring back to where they had the Abraham had given the seven lambs to as witnesses for the oath. And well of the oath, but is less accurate than that. That's Genesis 27, 46, and 28, 1. It's a well of the seven, pardon me. I didn't read my own notes I had here. I've only had one cup of coffee and I'm not on top of my game yet. Let's get into chapter 27. This is where Esau misses out on the blessing, where Yahweh engineers through Rebekah that Jacob gets the blessing of the firstborn, which he deserved because he bought that birthright legitimately and recorded it. I read from the book of Yasher yesterday, if you will remember. This wasn't a haphazard deal, and there were witnesses. Verse 1 of chapter 27. And it was when old was Yitzchak, and grew dim, that's one word, 3543, grew dim his eyes from seeing, he called Esau his older, now that's 1419, and that literally means greater son. Well, Esau was bigger and stronger than Jacob, okay? So that applies as well. But metaphorically is used, figuratively, as older son, his greater and his lesser. And said, my son. And he said, or replied, behold me. And he said, behold now, I am old and do not know the day of my death. And now lift up, please, your weapons, 3627, which is kalev, and it means articles, weapons, vessels, has a number of meanings. And now, please lift up your weapons, your quiver, 8522, and your bow, 7198, and go forth into the field and hunt, 6679, and hunt me some game, 6718. and make for me savory food, that's one word, 4303, that I love, and bring it to me that I may eat. In order that, that is one word, 5668, in order that I may bless your being, 5315, nefesh, may bless your being before 2962, I die. Verse 5, and Rebekah heard when spoke Yitzchak to Esau his son, and walked Esau to the field to hunt for game and bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, see, she's initiating this. Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make me savory food, that I may eat and bless you before Yahweh before I die. Verse 8. Now, my son, hear my voice and that which I command you. Verse 9. Walk now to the flock and take from there two kids, 14:23, of the goats, 5795, that are good, and I will make of them savory food for your father that he loves. Goats and antelope and stuff like that are all in the same genetic family, and they taste quite similar. Goat meat is stronger in a lot of cases, so they eat the kids, which are tender, and they aren't all tough and stringy. There's many different type of goats, meat goats and milk goats and all kinds of stuff. Wool goats, they have goats with really long hair, and they make them out of goat hair. Well, they made the covering of the tabernacle out of goat's hair, because they have a specific type of goat that really has long hair, 3 feet long. And it's excellent for weaving and such. Verse 10, and you shall bring it to your father, and he eats, in order that he may bless you before he dies. Problems here. Verse 11, and said Jacob to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a man of hair, 8163, and I am a man of smoothness, 2509. Remember when Esau was born, he was covered with red hair like a cloak. Very hairy, and his name means roughness of handling, because of all that hair. Verse 12, perhaps will feel me, one word, 4959, my father, and I shall be in his eyes a mocker, 8591, and will bring upon me a curse, 7045, and not a blessing, 1293. Verse 13, and said his mother, upon me be your curse, my son, only hear my voice and walk and bring to me, and the kids are in italics because they're implied, but she says, upon me be your curse, my son. She died early because of that. But she was serving Yahweh's purpose by urging him to do this, because he was the chosen seed line. Verse 14, and he walked and took and brought to his mother and made his mother savory food that loved his father. Here's more manipulation by Rebecca. Verse 15. And took Rebecca the clothing, 8:99, of Esau, her older son, which took pleasure in, what's one word, 25:30, which took pleasure in Esau, that were with her in the house, and put them on, 3:8-4:7, Jacob, her younger son. And the skins, 5:7-8:5, of the kids of the goats she put upon his hands, and upon the smooth, 2:5-1:3, of his neck, 6:6-7:7. She was dressing him up to impersonate Esau, because his skin felt like you were touching a goat skin with all the hair. 17. And she gave the savory food and the bread that she had made into the hand of Jacob her son. Verse 18. And he came to his father and said, Father. And he said, Behold me. Who are you, my son? And said Jacob to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you spoke to me. Rise now and sit and eat the food of my game. And afterwards may bless me your being. Uh-oh. Verse 20. And said Yitzchak to his son, What is this? So quickly you have found it, my son. And he said, Because brought it near Yahweh Elohecha before me. Oh boy. Verse 21. And said Yitzchak to Jacob, Come near now, and I will feel you. 41:84, my son, if you are my son Esau or not. There was some suspicion with Yitzchak. Verse 22, and he went near to Yitzchak his father, and he felt of him and said, The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. He couldn't see, and he was fooled by the hair of the goat skins on his hands that Rebecca put there. 23, and he did not discern, 5:2-3:4, he did not discern him, because were his hands as the hands of Esau, his brother, Harry. So he blessed him. Verse 24, he said, You are my son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of the game of my son, so that it may bless him my being. And he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. That helped things a lot. And here, have a glass of wine, Pop. Verse 26, and said to Yitzchak his father, Come near now, that I may kiss you, my son. Kiss is 5:4:01. He would kiss him on the cheek, the ceremonial kiss. If you greeted your brother or something, you would kiss each other on both cheeks. That was a ceremonial thing that they did. And a lot of the Italian people still do that. They'll give a ceremonial kiss on the cheek. It's not a homosexual kiss. It's a brotherly kiss, chaste kiss. Verse 27, and he came near and he kissed him and he smelled, 7306, the smell, 7381, of his clothes. Now remember, Rebekah gave him Esau's clothes, so he even smelled like Esau. And he blessed him, saying, here is the blessing in verse, the last part of 27, 28, and 29. See, the smell of my son is the smell of a field that has blessed Yahweh and has given to you Elohim the dew, 2919, of the sky, and the fatness, that means all the good things of, 4924, and the fatness of the land, and plenty, 7230, and plenty of corn, 1715, and new wine, that's a fruit of the grapes, it's not fermented yet, 8492. Let's serve you people and bow down, 7812, to you peoples, 3816. Let you be, 1933, Lord, 1376, of your brothers, and bow down to you the sons of your mother. Cursed, 779, be your cursers, 779, and blessed, 1288, be your blessers, 1288, and that's the blessing of the firstborn. It's done. 30, and it was that when finished, 3615, Yitzchak, blessing Yaakov, and had just gone forth, Yaakov, from before Yitzchak his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting. Verse 31. Made also he savory food and came to his father and said, arise, my father, and eat of the game of his son, so that may bless me your being. Oh, boy. 32. And said to him, Yitzchak, his father, who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. Verse 33. Trembled, 2729, Yitzchak, with great trembling, 2731. Exceedingly, 5704 and 3966, very much. And said, who? Where is he who has taken game and brought it to me, and I ate of all before you came and have blessed him? Also blessed is he. Verse 34. And when Esau heard the words, of his father, he cried, 6817, with a cry, 6818, great, 1419, and bitter, 4751, exceedingly, and said to his father, bless me also, father. Verse 35, he said, came your brother with deceit, 4820. And has taken away your blessing. 1293. Verse 36. He said, because was called his name Jacob? He has overreached 6117. That's one of the definitions of the name Jacob, overreacher. He has overreached me these two times. My birthright he took. He bought it fair and square. You're a liar. And behold, now he has taken my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved 680 for me a blessing? Answered Yitzchak and said to Esau, behold, as your Lord, 1376, I have placed him, and all his brothers I gave him as servants, and with the corn and the new wine I have sustained him. That's 5564. And for you, what shall I do, my son? Verse 38. Said Esau to his father, have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me also, father. And lifted up Esau his voice and wept. Verse 39. Answered Yitzchak his father and said to him, behold, the fatness of the land shall be in your dwelling. The fatness is 49.24, and the dwelling is 41.86. And the dew, 2.9.19, from the sky from above. Very similar, but 40. And by your sword, 2719, you shall live, 2421. Remember, he also took that sword and he killed Nimrod. He was already a killer. And by your sword you shall live, and your brother you shall serve. Ooh, that hurt. 40. And it shall be that when you ramble, 7,300, you shall break, 6,561, his yoke, 5,923, from upon your neck. All right, let's stop right there just for a minute. Let's get this cleared up. He's going to ramble. He's going to wander about. Who else was wandering in the land of Nod? Cain. These two seed lines would interbreed. Esau with the Hittites and the seed of Cain, and they would be known as the wandering Jews. Think about that. Verse 41. Bore a grudge. That's one word. 7852. Esau against Jacob over the blessing that blessed his father, and said Esau in his heart, near are the days of mourning for my father. Mourning is 60 in your Hebrew. Then I will kill Jacob, my brother. Kill is 2026. Were told to Rebekah the words of Esau, her elder son, and she sent and called for Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, behold, Esau, your brother, eases himself. That's one word, 5162, planning to kill you, 2026. In other words, he's consoling himself by planning your death. Verse 43. Now, my son, listen to my voice and arise and flee, 1272, to Laban, my brother, in Haran, 2771. Remember, Laban is her brother. She was very, very young when she left there. Verse 44, and dwell with him a few days until that turns away the fury 2534 of your brother. He was in a killing rage. Absolute killing rage, because he was a violent man. Verse 45, until turns away the anger, 639, of your brother from upon you. Now, 639 means nose. And when they say the anger was kindled, it means the heat of the nose, because when people got angry, their nose would get red and inflamed and hot. And they used that as anger in the nose. And he forgets, 79:11, that which you did to him. Well, it isn't going to be a few days. It's going to be quite a while. Then I will send and take you from there. Why be deprived, 7921, that's one word. Why be deprived also of both, 8147, of you in one day? 46, said Rebekah to Yitzhak. Remember this verse. Verse 46 of chapter 27. I loathe 6973. In other words, I hate. I loathe my life from the presence of the daughters of Heth. 2845. That's the ones that Esau married. They were pagan bitches. If takes Jacob a wife of the daughters of Heth, of these daughters of the land, in other words, the Canaanites that lived around them, what good to me is my life? That shows the vehemence that she felt toward these Hittite women. She hated them, because they were pagans and they were just whorish and crude and lewd and loud and everything else. So you got your history being built right here. This is the whole story of the foundation of what's coming up. Now in chapter 28, which I'm going to get on Monday, we will see where Yitzhak commands Jacob not to take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And he's also going to send him out to find a wife. It all started back in the beginning of Genesis, where they said, each kind into its kind. Yahweh had this grand plan. He's sticking to it. He's engineering all these events to get this one seed line down to Jacob, who's going to carry the birthright and the blessings, and eventually is going to have the 12 sons, which will be the 12 tribes of Israel. His name is going to be changed. All of this is coming up. So next week we'll get into all of that. But you see where this is going with Esau. When Esau married these Hittites, he forever disqualified himself. So, of course, the birthright was going to be stripped from him. Yahweh made that happen. And now the blessing has been stripped from him. And Yahweh made that happen. you're not going to be able to thwart Yahweh's grand plan. He is disgusted with Esau all through Scripture. I'm going to have to gather all the verses and I'll post them several different places where Yahweh says he hates Esau and all the things that are going to happen. I did a big paper on that. Eli's got it. He's at Freedom Palooza, so he's not available right now. I don't know whether I'll do the show with him this evening or not. I will be around in case he calls me. They will have internet, and we'll probably finish up the very last. I think we have a little bit more in Galatians to go, and we'll finish that up. But I don't know what he has plans. He might just be doing a show on what's going on up there, because I'm sure and I hope that he has a wonderful time and a safe time. And he is blessed, and all the people up there are blessed. It's becoming more and more dangerous to travel. And we need to really start being very vigilant, especially if you are an activist and post a lot and do the shows, the show hosts. You don't need to be afraid because Yahweh is with us, but you need to be vigilant. He wants us to do our part too. And all of you out there need to prepare for what's coming. You need to have food and clothing that you can take with you. You need to have a go bag, because the children of Israel will flee to the mountains. In other words, we're going to have to go when the full tribulation hits. It's not going to be safe to stay in the cities. You may have to abandon your home. You're going to lose your stuff. But don't lose your life. Guard yourselves. For heaven's sakes, we need you. We don't want to lose you. We have many enemies out there, and they're going to get frantic. They're becoming more and more frantic as their economic empire is gradually collapsing, as we can see. And they get very, very violent when they are thwarted in their evil plans. So take care on what you do and plan ahead. Save some go cash, because it will still have some artificial value, and you may able to be may be able to buy some things on your way. Have a go plan. Get together with other Israelites and plan where you're going to go to. Some place it would be safe. You're going to have good water and firewood and all that things. The Feast of Tabernacles, Chag Sukkot, is practice for when you have to go camping for a long time during the period of the full tribulation. You need to have a good quality tent, warm clothing, cookware, medical supplies, water purification, fire starting material, how to start a fire. Get a Boy Scout manual and learn how to shave what they call squaw wood, little bitty tiny slivers. Put them in zip top plastic bags and have dry material ready to start a fire. Even little bitty twigs, if they're damp, will burn if you have this fire going underneath them. At least you can cook food. It is not wise to use a large fire for warmth, because it alerts people to your presence in the area. The clothing that you wear should be for warmth. Camouflage, dark brown, green, something that is nature colored, not bright white t-shirts and stuff. Don't take that with you. Don't take a cell phone with you when you have to go, because they've got GPS in them, and they can, if you use it or even have it on you, they can find you. They will be looking for us, looking to destroy us. There will be anarchy. They will be trying to cover their own butt at home and stay alive. But there'll be enough goons out there that will go around. They will have a list. I'm sure that Satan Claus has got a list. He's making a list and checking it twice. If you post on the internet, you're on the list. If you do a lot of conversations on the internet, they monitor all of it. The internet's not secure. Telephones aren't secure. They have these programs that are spying on everybody. Oh, we're so powerful, we can see you from a satellite. Okay, well, have a nice day. Watch me. You moon them. But I know. Oh, shame on me. But be prepared. You can see the buildup of what's coming here in Genesis with Esau and Jacob. Well, it's still going on today. It hasn't stopped. The war in heaven is not over. The adversary still thinks he wants to be as Yahweh. He has not given up. His children have not given up. And if anything, they've become worse. Their true seed line and their bloodline and their nature is coming out in the insidious things that they do. All the wars that we fought to kill each other off. Israelite against Israelite. This is their engineering. They want to eliminate us as a people. Well, it says that later in Scripture. They will no longer have a name. We will wipe out their name from the face of the earth, the enemies of Israel said. Well, the enemies of Israel are still trying it. They're working on it. They are incessant in their hatred of Jacob Israel. In other words, us Israelites. They truly, truly hate us. They are trying to eliminate our people through miscegenation, that is race mixing, breed us out of existence. They have engineered all these false flags and wars and are literally killing us. This is their desire. So be wise, beware, and be safe. Now I'm gonna sign off maybe a minute early here, or maybe a little bit more, because they have to add my music to the files that I'm going to send, because I haven't got my music working yet. That'll come. It's not important. The teaching is important. Yahweh bless all of you, and I say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And I'll see you on Monday. Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.